This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, May 15th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of natural integrative healthcare that you can possibly come up with. You've had a problem, guess what? You've tried in many situations and you put all kinds of things to the test and you've come up with the same old, same old. Nothing that really works. Well, here's an opportunity. Call 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Have some very interesting information and things to go over with you today. In addition to that, in studio today, we're going to be talking about neck and shoulder pain and all the ramifications thereof. You know, this is the season, right? You're out playing golf, tennis, you're trying to swim. A lot of you like to get out in the rivers and kayak and do some canoeing and, you know, all of those things that require your arms. You notice even some of you, you know, you don't get outside and you're on the keyboard all the time and your fingers get numb and your shoulders hurt and you said, you know, wish somebody was around to give you a shoulder rub. Well, there is a commonality to this thing, this neck and shoulder pain pattern, and one of the most devastating conditions that affects our society, something in the neighborhood of about 70% of all medical office visits, and some sites even tell you a lot more than that, actually going up to 76 to plus. And guess what? It's devastating. This Wednesday evening, the 18th of May, in house at the Rozell Center for Healing, your presenter will be Dr. Bryce Miller, and he's going to be talking about neck and shoulder pain at 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia, just off the National Capitol Beltway. And in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller. Hello, Dr. Bryce.
Good morning.
It's not morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is. I do. You know, that's the problem with having this program, you know, straight up at 12 o'clock. We make that mistake because we go from morning to, and yeah, that it is a transition period. Listen, before we get into this, and we're going to get into the intimacies of neck and shoulder pain, and if you had any problems, guys, listen, if you've been in the gym and you're trying to work out and you're saying that shoulder doesn't work anymore, or your neck hurts, you feel like, you know, you've been beat up afterwards, you get up in the morning, and it's like it takes you forever to get things squared away, there's a reason. But in before we get into the meat of this program, I want to also let you know, and by the way, thanks for all of you that came to the stress lecture at the Angelica Film Center at the Mosaic in Merrifield last week. It was great meeting many of you. I'm glad that you came in. We said hey to each other. We had a couple technical difficulties, but that was okay, too. I mean, we got around them. And we're going to do later on in the year, we're going to do stress part two, but we're going to get very detailed and we're going to take it and expand it on another level. But next Sunday, the 22nd of May, the Rozell Center for Healing is hosting, sponsoring, Dr. Tom Rozell is sponsoring a movie that, guess what, is being It's trying to be taken off the air so you can't see it. You know, over many years, you've heard me kind of browbeat the establishment, the traditional allopathic community from the CDC, Big Pharma, and so forth, about, you know, inoculations and vaccines and so forth. Well, there's a movie out, and it's called Vaxxed, and V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed. And basically, from cover-up to catastrophe, it gives you all the things that are happening because of vaccines. We're hosting it with Caring for Others, a 501c3 Virginia-based foundation, and it's going to be shown at the Angelica pop-up at Union Market. It's down on Penn Street, Northeast in Washington. It's from 2 to 4 o'clock. So it's a fundraiser. We're going to charge you $10 a ticket. and you can find all the information that you need. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com. And check it out. And you can get tickets right online. You can order because they're going to go fast. We only have a small viewing, something in the neighborhood of about 56 or 60 seats. That's it. So you know they're going to go very quickly. We'd love to have you. That $10 is going to go to Caring for Others. It's a deduction, by the way. You're going to get a receipt for your ticket, 501c3 donation to Caring for Others. This is important. It's a very, very important movie. And before they take it away, before they shut it down completely, and they're trying all over the country to shut this movie down, you owe it to yourself and your family to see this thing. You have to be aware of what's taking place, because I'm telling you, the devastation that's comes about because of vaccinations and inoculations is significant. It's demonstrable. It's documentable. You need to see this presentation. Join me next week. I'll be, as soon as I do the radio program, I'm shooting over there. I'll be there. We're going to show the program. I'm going to have a little bit of Q&A afterwards. Please take the time. It's only 10 bucks. It's a straight up deduction. Join me. Go to RoselleCare.com and you'll find everything that you need to know. Just scroll down. It's there. You get the trailer. It's online. I'll see you next week. Okay. Let's get into the meat of the program today. Dr. Bryce. Sorry, I had to preempt you a little bit.
No worries.
You didn't know I was going to.
It's a very important subject. I was the one who did the vaccinations presentation a few months ago.
That's right. That's right. And it, you know, we try to do that. We try to expose people to information so you can make your own decisions. You know, we have opinions. We try to get as much information as we possibly can, because as doctors of chiropractic, chiropractic physicians, doctor of naturopathic medicine, acupuncturists, nutritionists, and so forth, we're looking at this thing from a natural point of view, and we want you to have the data so that you can, in fact, make your decisions, not take our word for it, but so you can have all the data that you need. You can do the research on your own, and then you can make your decision and be able to ask the hard questions. And that's what it's all about. You need to be able to question and ask your doctors about these things. Let's get into the program. This Wednesday evening, you're going to be talking about neck and shoulder pain, as we said early on, is one of the more devastating things that can happen, because it limits you. If you can't, you know, move your neck and shoulders, you can't do much of anything. You know, you can't play golf, you can't throw hoops, you can't, you know, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about that a little bit. And, you know, obviously it's one of the most limiting and disabling situations. But let's talk about, you know, common reasons why neck and shoulder pain, because if you look at some of the websites, they say, we don't know why. It's just, you know, other than car accidents and falls and trauma, we don't know why neck pain shows up. But it's there all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty common. I mean, they say at any point in time, about 1 in 10 adults is suffering from some neck pain issues. So it's a pretty common thing to have going on. But like you said, people always think, oh, yeah, the car accidents, the injury patterns, the major fall, the trauma. They know what's going on there. But most people don't have that situation, and they still have neck pain. So what's really happening there? So what we're going to do is we're going to break down and look at some of the more functional things, like postural pieces, micro trauma from other things, sleeping patterns, as well as a few things you might not have thought about, including organ dysfunction, digestive function. Stress is a big one as well. People don't commonly put that together, but people do understand when you get stressed out, you get tight shoulders, but why is it happening? What's really taking place there?
You know, when you talk about, and we talked about stress this last week at the Angelica and Phil's Center, and I think people begin to understand why it's so deadly, but as you said, stress causes problems, but why it causes the problem and how it breaks the body down and how the inflammatory levels, you know, get so out of control, that's a whole different piece of the puzzle. But let's take, for example, you know, somebody suddenly comes up with a frozen shoulder. They can't raise their arm. They can't get it above their head. There is no history of injury. Walk us through a couple of the areas. I mean, you know, so they start limiting. They can only go maybe, you know, almost straight up in front of them, but they can't raise it up anymore. They can't get it behind them anymore, and that leads to all kinds of problems. You know, they can't put on their belt. They can't, a lady can't button her bra in the back. She has to bring it around the front, and she's got to tie in the front and then move the whole thing around back. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the rotator cuff is a big topic with shoulder and neck pain issues, and people always think the rotator cuff is just this bundle of tendons and it's just this little wrapping, but it really is a connection of a bunch of muscles. So this muscle dysfunction is what's causing this freezing, and it can come from the actual muscle, it can come from the spine, So in your neck, you have this big bundle of nerves called the brachial plexus that's coming out of your neck. And if you have some sort of muscle dysfunction, imbalances there can cause compression of that, which can then cause an issue with how your muscles in the shoulder are firing. And thus, you start to get restrictions in motion, which leads to inflammation, which just continues down this nasty cycle. It turns into a frozen shoulder.
You know, the shoulder mechanism, you know, is one that is multidimensional. It's one that has relationships to many different things in the body. And as you said earlier on that, you know, why does stress cause a problem? There's other pieces. Why do the chemistries cause a problem? You know, in our business, we've talked about organ muscle patterns. We've talked about, you know, that there is a relationship between every organ in the body and every muscle, and it's because of the neurological linkages, it's because of the energetic linkages, it's because of the reflexes that have to do with elimination of waste and perpetuation of blood supply and all these things. Those are the things that traditional physicians don't think about because they don't think, they're not trained to think in systems. They're generally trained to think in compartments. You know, if you have a shoulder problem, and then it has to be a tear of the rotator cuff. If you have a heart problem, well, there has to be damage to the heart. Why is that? Doesn't seem to be the issue. So in this situation, we have to talk about why is that? What happens? What takes place mechanically that's wrong? You mentioned the brachial plexus, which are the nerves that come from the middle of the neck all the way down to the upper portion of the first rib area, basically. So brachial means arm, essentially, you know, using a generalized vernacular. So brachial plexus, these group of nerves that go into the arm, the shoulder, the hand, and so forth. So we can end up having restriction because one of these nerves aren't working the way they're supposed to. Now, we look at people who are working. Let's take that, and we all work in our own environments. Whether we work at home, we work outside, we work in a garden or so forth, or in a workplace. That pivotal point: Do the vertebrae, the bones of the neck, have to be aligned properly to cause a problem, or can it be muscular as the initiator? Now, I know I'm giving you two different scenarios, but how would you walk through that, and how would we know? You know, we got just shoulder pain. We don't even have neck pain. We have shoulder pain. How do you distinguish what's really going on here?
Sure. So, you know, like you said, most people think when they have a shoulder issue or shoulder pain, their problem's in the shoulder, but what I want people to think about is it's not often that way. The neck is what controls the shoulder, so to try to figure out what's happening there, we look at a different kind of exam to kind of figure out is it an osseous or subluxation or spine misalignment issue, or if it's a muscle dysfunction issue. So one of the common things you can do simply on your own is kind of palpate through your own neck or just push around your own neck and see if you have some real sharp tender points in your neck muscles. If you have that happening, it's a good chance there's definitely some muscular imbalance and quite possibly some subluxation because, again, muscles move the bones.
Now, subluxation, just you know, so our listeners understand it, when we talk about the word subluxation, sub meaning small, luxation is dislocation, it's really what it means is it's a millimetric off-centering of the bones of the spine in a way that it causes a stretch on the nerve or sometimes it can cause a compression. It can cause a stretch or compression on the cord, or it's a lot of the neurological elements that are associated with that. And subsequently, when we end up with this, we have dysfunction because of that. You know, what I want our listeners to liken it to is that if you have a rheostat, a dimmer switch on the wall that's going to a light, when that dimmer switch is turned down, there's not a lot of flow. When it's turned way, way up, sometimes the light's too bright and it's doing too much. Same thing with the neck or any spinal segment, whether it's the neck, shoulders, low back, whatever. If there's a misalignment in a way, there's going to be dysfunction that's going to occur that is going to cause pain. We're talking about neck and shoulder pain. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Numbers 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see those phone lines come in to talk to Dr. Bryce Miller, my guest, your host this Wednesday evening and he's going to be talking about neck and shoulder pain. So, you know, if you're out there trying to play summer things or digging in your garden even, and you can't because it hurts, you know, neck and shoulders hurt. You can't get it done. Well, here's an opportunity. Not only today, but this Wednesday evening, May the 18th at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell the staff that you'd like to attend Dr. Bryce Miller's presentation on neck and shoulder pain and find out really what happens and why those frozen shoulders and why you can't even lift anything, that, you know, 10 pounds is too much, and what you can do about it and really make a difference in your life across the board. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit about this mechanical piece of neck and shoulder problems. You know, somebody comes in and we said they can be restricted, a little bit of frozen shoulder, that, you know, they can't reach for things. They have a hard time even reaching up to get a cup out of the cabinet, you know, to get a cup of tea or some water or whatever. And, you know, it's difficult even holding things for an extended period of time. The mechanics of that gives pain. Sometimes it's localized pain. Sometimes it's sharp shooting pain. Sometimes, you know, the neck itself. You know what I laugh at all the time is I see people and they say, no, my neck doesn't bother me, but they are not moving their neck. They move their whole body to look. You know, look to your right, and, you know, they turn their whole body instead of just turning their head. So what do you see? What's the chronicity? You know, does this lead to degenerative conditions, and or do the degenerative conditions lead to this type of situation?
Yeah, it's a good question. It actually, you know, can go both ways pretty easily. So one of the first things people kind of think about when they think of neck dysfunction is your discs degenerating, your discs getting a bulge. Well, that's a common thing to happen, but it's not the big common reason people get problems in this area. So looking functionally, you always have to have good motion in that neck. And if you're trying to turn your neck to look around and using your whole shoulder complex, you know there's a problem with the motion in your spine. When you have not enough motion in the spine, those discs are going to start to get thin. They're going to get dehydrated. They're going to dry out. And that's going to cause a shrinking of the height, which will cause pressure on those nerves, which can then cause neck, shoulder, and down to the arm. So when I say shoulder pain, I want everybody to think about arm, hand dysfunction as well, because these are the same nerves. So if you have tingling in your hands, if you have weakness of the hand, those types of problems are neck and shoulder, because that's where the power supply is coming from. You have to think about where you're actually getting your power from. So yes, the spine can degenerate and cause problems. Yes, if the spine does not move well, it can eventually degenerate and cause problems. But what we're trying to do is prevent that from happening. If we get the spine moving, if we get things functioning where they're supposed to be, and then another big factor is not just structural here, but it's biochemical. So number one thing for the disc is water. And people don't drink water, and that's a very common way to help get rid of muscle tension and help hydrate your discs, which can prevent a lot of these problems.
So here's a question. There's a lot of patients that come into the practice, and you see them, I see them, and they had gone to their doctor, and they complained about neck and shoulder pain, okay? And they bring in x-rays, and you look at the x-rays, and you see some misalignment. You see some straightening of the curvature. As we said earlier, is going to cause either a direct pressure on the nerve, is going to cause a stretch of the nerve, the same thing with the cord, or the neurological fibers of the cartilage and so forth can be affected. But their doctor told them that they have arthritis. Mm-hmm. But the demonstration on the film, I have arthritis, so he's put me on all this other medication. True or not true?
I see that. Yeah, definitely true, but the whole arthritis thing is just labeling a zebra a zebra. If you can't, you can call it what you want to call it, but it's a sign of not enough motion, dehydration, inflammation that's causing the issue. So what's really happening?
But often the arthritis isn't even present on x-ray.
Correct. Yes, correct.
You know, the doctor says you have osteoarthritis, and then, you know, the thing of it is, which is interesting, because they end up putting them on very high levels of NSAIDs, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, years ago, you know, like some of the drugs that they took off, Celebrex, they had 500 milligrams. They took that off years ago simply because it was causing a very interesting side effect called death. Mm-hmm. And then they brought it back on at 200 milligrams. But the problem is this. Any of the NSAIDs, the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, compete for the receptors that actually help begin to repair the joint spaces. So once they get in there, they compete for, they actually perpetuate the degenerative changes. So by declaration, you have arthritis, which may not have existed to begin with. Now they put you on the NSAIDs. Over a period of time, you will have degenerative arthritis occur because it will destroy the disc. And in the presence of what you just said, dehydration, And anything that causes degeneration or an inflammatory reaction, now you perpetuate that degenerative arthritic condition, which may not have been there to begin with.
Yeah, the arthritis term is just to kind of catch all. I think if they can't quite figure it out, you throw that arthritis term on there and people say, okay, I have that, so what do I take for it? And it's just, it's too commonly overdiagnosed.
Yeah, it is. It's craziness. And, you know, some people have arthritis and or arthritic changes, if you will, with no pain and full function and full ability. Some people have absolutely no signs of it, but the doctor says they do, and they have a lot of degenerative change. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about neck and shoulder problems.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Love to take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Bryce Miller, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, is going to be talking about neck and shoulder pain. So if you know, you're out there this time of the year, you're getting ready to hit that ball around, either tennis or golf or any other sport. You're trying to use your arms and your shoulders to do things that you haven't done for a while, pull yourself up on a biking trail or things of that nature, and you find that it's painful or you can't or your hands are numb. This is an opportunity to really find out what's bugging you. You know, May 18th, this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Join us. We'd love to be able to give you some data that may be extremely useful to be able to put the fire out. Before we get back into the program, I want to invite all of you to join me next Sunday after Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and I want you to join me downtown. Why? Because we're going to be hosting, with Caring for Others, the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed, and this is an opportunity. You know, you've heard me for years kind of sling mud at the CDC and, you know, Big Pharma and so forth. Well, here's an opportunity for you to really, really, really find out what the truth is before this movie is taken off completely and put away and not allowed anybody to see it. You know, here's the deal. You know, wouldn't you like to know really what the information is? Wouldn't you like to know documented research data on why inoculations and vaccines can potentially be a major problem and why there's a cover-up? This is being shown all over the country, and traditional healthcare institutions are trying to get rid of this thing. Well, we have a limited showing. There's somewhere, I think we got 56 seats. They're 10 bucks a piece. This is a donation to Caring for Others. It's a 501c3. You'll get a tax deduction for it. Join me. Go online. Go to Rozelle Care, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, RozelleCare.com, and scroll down. You'll see the trailer. Join us. It's a one-time showing, you know, that we're hosting in Washington. Join us Sunday, May the 22nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right after Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Love to meet you. Love to see you. Love to shake your hands and let you see this for yourself. And you draw your conclusions. You make the decision. You get enough information to ask the right questions. This is super important. I want you to have the data. I want you to have this information. Join us next Sunday downtown. Let's get back to the program. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit more about neck and shoulder pain and how this stuff comes about. We've talked about frozen shoulders. We've said that there's all kinds of interesting characteristics. You know, here's a situation. Ladies, have you ever noticed that you have, you know, to the outside of your chest? Guys, you'll notice this as well. Just, you know, kind of take the front of your chest area near the breast tissue and so forth, and the outside one-third of that tissue, all of a sudden it's sore, it hurts. And, you know, you get really, really afraid, you get scared, and, you know, you go off to your doc and you go through, you know, the mammographies and ultrasounds and so forth, and they come up with nothing. And they say, well, maybe you have an inflammatory breast tissue of some sort and so on and so forth. Dr. Bryce, this can come from something other than that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's a lot of connection between the neck and that tissue. There's something called the long thoracic nerve, which comes out of the lower part of the neck and goes down and innervates that part of your chest. So any kind of compression or subluxation, muscle imbalance in that area can cause some compression of that nerve and thus refer pain into that area. That referral pain pattern is a huge issue with the neck. A lot of times people think the pain is here, so the problem is there. but in reality, it's coming from somewhere else.
You know, you can end up having heart attack symptoms as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that the nerves from the neck, the middle of the neck, cervical 2 and 3, make up this nerve that goes all the way down called the phrenic nerve, and it innervates the diaphragm, this big muscle that cuts you in half. If that diaphragm isn't moving, you can have angina type of symptoms.
Yep, you're going to have issues breathing, with the chest pressure, chest pain, all those types of things, and they're all coming from the cervical spine. Also, some things you can have, too, is just a constant throbbing, achingness in your shoulder, mostly on the right side, that's not really related to motion, and those types of things are referrals from the liver, gallbladder, and those other organs as well. So something you can think about, if your pain is happening with motion or certain activities, probably a good chance that it's a structural issue. If the pain is coming on randomly, intermittently, off and on, can't really make it get better or worse per se, good chance it's coming from an organ system.
Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Number to call to register for Dr. Bryce Miller's presentation this week, this Wednesday, the 18th, 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing is real simple. 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell our staff that you'd like to be present for that interesting and educational, informative on neck and shoulder. And trust me, if you're having any problems, why put up with it? Why would you, you know, not get the data so you can help yourself? Why not understand the mechanism? Why let somebody tell you have something that may not exist, that it could be something very, very different as well? Dr. Bryce, here's a phenomena that does occur with, you know, the neck and shoulders. And, you know, people often complain that they can't reach around the front of them, and there's muscles that stabilize. And I'm going to go to your organ system pattern, because in applied kinesiology, which is our specialty, we look at organ muscle phenomena, correct?
Correct.
And so there's a muscle called the serratus anticus muscle that holds the shoulder blade flat. Okay, you look from somebody behind, they raise their arms a little bit, and you see the shoulders winging. But when they wing, believe it or not, there's a difficulty reaching across. There's pain into the front of the shoulder. That muscle relates to, and I'll let you take it from there.
The lung. Is that you're going
yes.
for the organ muscle relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of muscles around the shoulder specifically that relate to the lung. A lot of muscles in the neck itself relate to the stomach and other systems as well. But yes, lung dysfunction can irritate that muscle and cause problems, as well as thyroid. It's a big one on the shoulder I see a lot as well. A thyroid relates to what's called the teres minor. It's a little guy in the back of the shoulder blade that has a big part in external rotation or reaching around behind you the other direction. And that one is very commonly involved in shoulder problems injury-wise, but a lot of times you can see a correlation with that with a thyroid condition, especially in the female population.
You know, interesting situation. People are saying, well, how could that possibly be? How could that be? Right? Well, remember we said every muscle has an organ. They're related to the nervous system and also acupuncture system. Well, this muscle, the serratus anticus, and two of the deltoid muscles and a couple other guys are related to the lung. One of the reasons is that the lung acupuncture channel starts in the shoulder, and it kind of reaches in energetically and hooks up to the lung tissue. So that's part of the observable clinical anecdotal relationships that we see constantly in our practice. 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here. And how you register for Dr. Bryce Miller's presentation is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Bernice, thank you for calling. How can I help you, hon?
Yeah, I have a question about some spots that my husband gets on the upper, on his shoulders in the back. They're little red spots. Well, they're like white, and they turn red when he gets wet or sweats or comes out of the shower. It seems to activate them. And what could he use nutritionally, you know, like oregano oil, or what could kill these things?
Okay, so it may not be anything that to be killed. Are those spots there when they're not exposed to heat? They're there most of the time anyway?
Well, like right now I don't notice them. Right now I don't see them, but
okay.
When he's in the heat or...
Now, are they pinpoint or are they flat, Bernice? Do they just...
They're kind of flat. The white spots, they're flat. But then when they flare up, they kind of get pink. Okay. You know, real light reddish pink.
Okay, it can be a couple different things. Now, if you have red around a white area, the white area doesn't seem to have any color to it, that can often be a mold or a fungus or a spore that's in there, and it's taking away the pigment. And then when it gets hot, the area around it is going to have, you know, more redness, and there'll be a little bit of pigness to the white area, but the pigment itself that gives the color to the skin that you can tan with the melanin is actually broken down and destroyed in some situations. That can be part of it. If there are these big blotchy areas that occur kind of all over the place, it can be a reaction, a histaminic reaction, an adrenal reaction, where you don't have, there's not enough steroid in the body, so you have, you know, that type of pattern that goes on. So you have to take a look at it. You know, is there any crustacean to it? Is there any irritation around the area? Is there any scaling to it? There's all different types of skin lesion presentations. But if they're not there when it's not hot,
yeah,
they're only there when he takes a hot shower.
Yeah.
Then it's probably one of a couple things. It's either that these white areas are mold and it's showing up simply because the area around it now is red, or it's a histaminic reaction that has to do with the inability of the fight flight system, you know, to work. But it's not something that you're going to take to handle. If it's mold, then you have to go into a mold diet and use a nutrition. Now, the things that we're going to help mold, just to even though that we're not on the subject, you got to eliminate anything that has any sugar content to it at all. Alcohol, peanuts, peanut butter, mushrooms, dairy products, things that convert into sugar very quickly, because that feeds the mold, it feeds the spores, and it makes a big difference. Then there are many different things that you can use, but in our business we would test for it, but things like caprylic acid, things like succinic acid, things like garlic, things like oregano oil and so forth. There's products. You want to make sure that the intestinal tract is working the way it's supposed to, and you're going to use heavy dosages of probiotic. But anyway, Bernice, that's how you start with this without seeing it. You know, if you want to take a picture of them, put it on an email, send it to me. I'll take a closer look and help you out. Hun, thank you for calling. Appreciate the phone call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about neck and shoulder problems, and you know that seems some of them cases just come up from nowhere. Dr. Miller, how about somebody who has an accident? Okay, now they got neck pain, and you know they kind of limp along for a while. The neck pain kind of, you know, subsides, goes away. They're taking medications, and they stop taking the meds, and they don't move their neck to extremes, that doesn't hurt them. But what they notice now is that they've got shoulder pain. Does that correlate to what we're talking about?
100%, because again, that injury to the neck, injury to the musculature, causing muscle imbalance, some things shut off, some things get too tight, can pull the vertebra, causing the subluxation, or there's that minor shift, or just the muscles themselves can compress the nerves in the neck, that brachial plexus we talked about earlier, all that runs into the shoulder, and thus you get some shoulder pain issues. One of the big things I see with neck injuries, or injuries in general, is what's called, the body tends to, when it gets hurt, it turns the volume up on the pain. It sensitizes the area and it causes an imbalance of muscles, but sometimes that response does not shut itself off. There's a memory of an injury in the body. And if you don't know how to correct that, or you don't get that properly put back in place or reset with the brain, that muscle imbalance and that pain pattern can continue over and over and over and over. They've actually shown now, there's studies that show that there's genetic changes that take place in the body when you have a severe injury. So they've proven now that there actually is memory of injury, and chronic pain patterns can come from these memory problems with the way the body is processing that area. So we can correct that. Using applied kinesiology, we have the tools to fix that situation, and that makes a huge difference.
So you're talking about epigenetics, basically, the environmental impact of the genome that now continues to perpetuate itself like a buzzer, right?
Correct.
You push it, it's back up where it was. Person goes to the doctor, shoulder pain, right? Says the patient comes in, and they come in for neck problem, and I said, any problems with your neck and shoulder? Well, my doctor says I have a torn rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, where did they get that torn rotator cuff from doing nothing? You know, they didn't lift anything. They're not a power athlete. Correlate the two.
Well, you'll see a lot of things. A lot of people will have little tears or disc bulges or issues in the spine that have no symptomology. So when they go in there and now they have pain, they take a picture, that same little tear is there, but that might not be the trigger of the pain in the first place. How those tears happen? Well, again, the ligaments that make up the rotator cuff are coming from four muscles in the shoulder. If those muscles aren't firing appropriately because of an injury issue, because of a postural problem, because of who knows what, then you're going to have stress in those ligaments of the cuff, and then thus there could be some tearing. One of the big things, too, I want to talk about real quick that you guys can take with you right now is the phenomenon of text neck. So people are on their phones all the time. 60% of the population has a smartphone right now. If you're having your head forward, typing on your phone all day, you're putting massive pressure through your spine. Every 15 degrees, your neck goes forward, about 15 pounds of pressure. Most people's heads are about 45 degrees. You're looking at, you know, it's an 8-year-old child sitting on your head all day. So that kind of pressure puts problems in the spine, which will cause pain patterns. It could be shoulder problems. It could be hand problems. Your hands can go numb from looking down like that. So that's one of the big things I see lately is just people are on their phones too much, spending upwards of 1,400 hours a year, teens 5,000 hours a year typing on the phone. That amount of time with that amount of pressure is going to lead to problems.
You know, the interesting thing is, and we have a screen that's lighting up here, and I want to get to some of our phone calls when we come back right after the break. As many of our listeners know, that I treat a lot of the professional athletes in the Washington, D.C. area, and I treat the Redskins and so forth. And here's the deal. I caught one of the guys at, you know, when they were off the field, they were on the sidelines, and they're all stretched out, and they're looking at their iPad, and because they're looking at the play formations and so forth. And I couldn't figure out why I was getting this recurrent weakness that every week when I treated this player it would be there, and what I saw was the answer. The neck was down, the feet were out, the head was tilted in a certain direction that was causing the problem. Text neck is a real, real problem. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, my guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host this Wednesday evening, the 8th. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live every Sunday, 12 noon in the Eastern Seaboard area. And those of you across the country that are listening to us from all over the place, well, do the math, you know, deduct whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours differences in the time zone. But we appreciate that you're there and tell all your friends about Dr. Tom Rozell Live. You can go to RozellCare.com and you can check out all of the different pieces of education information that are there waiting for you. We love doing this for you. That's why we're here, is to educate you, to make you think, to make you have the capacity to be decisive in your actions and not necessarily be a lemming and being led in a direction that you shouldn't go to. Guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host this Wednesday evening, the 18th of May, 7 p.m., and he's going to be talking to you about neck and shoulder pain. To register for that class, please call 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Mark, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Dr. Mazzello. Thank you. The show is very informative. What I'm learning is that with shoulder problems, they appear to be multifactorial. Just if you have your guest explain the term double crush phenomenon as it relates to pain.
Sure. Well, I mean, double crush just means you got two areas that are affecting the nerve. We're both going to jump in on this thing. And it can affect, you know, the neck and shoulder. It can be neck and wrist. It could be neck and elbow. A lot of the literature will show that it's a wrist type of situation that is affecting the median nerve. But you got to remember, the median nerve starts in the neck at around the fifth, sixth cervical area, and then courses all the way down to the arm. Now, the median nerve is really what's involved in any type of what's known as a carpal tunnel type of condition, and it affects the thumb and the index finger by distribution and definition. Now, here's the situation. Only 10%, and this is what the literature will hold out if you really go through and weave it through, only 10%, and we can even stretch it to 15%, of all carpal tunnel problems have a wrist problem as an initiating cause. It does not come from the wrist. It comes from further upstream. So when you evaluate any joint space problem, whether it's the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, you've got to evaluate the neck because that's where the nerve starts. And you take it all the way through, you find the muscles that are involved. The same nerve that affects the thumb and the index finger also affects the biceps, also affects the anterior deltoid muscle. And so you're going to look at that. So by definition, the median nerve is cervical 5 nerve root. It's going to affect the deltoid. It's going to affect the biceps. And so you have to check all of those areas of distribution to see where it's coming from and how many areas that it's actually being impacted by. So in a double crush, basically you have a patient that has an arm problem, but also going up, they've got the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, could go into the chest and upper back as well because of the distribution of how the nerves come off the brachial plexus. Does that make sense to you, Mark?
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. 888-630-9625. Joan, we're going to do it real quick because we're coming up to the end of the program. How can we help you?
Dr. Miller just mentioned thyroid condition and pain in the shoulder blade. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, so the thyroid can affect a muscle in the back of the shoulder blade area and cause it to not function quite as well as it should be, which can give you pain patterns. Typically, the pain is going to be in the front of the shoulder because of the way the muscles on that shoulder blade refer to the front of the shoulder. But it's a common thing that happens in people. It's this reoccurring shoulder issue. You can get massages, you can get therapy to it, try to do PT and things like that, but it's just never sticking. And if there's a concurrent or simultaneous thyroid issue, it's something that has to be investigated and looked at as being a possible cause. What we're trying to do here is make sure we're getting the very primary root cause of the pain problem. The pain is just an alarm going off of some other problem happening in the body.
Joan, and where this comes from, remember we said organ muscle phenomena. So here's the situation. The same nerve that innervates the axillary innervates the teres minor muscle innervates part of the thyroid, which is the axillary nerve. And it's important to understand that connection when you look at any of these things. And then in our business, we take a look at the energetic pathway as well. We look at the acupuncture channels. We look at the blood supply. We look at the lymphatic system. But in this situation, here's a muscle that relates to the lower portion of the neck and goes to that organ and to that muscle. Joan, I wish we'd get more detailed. One of these times when we talk about thyroid problems, we'll get into it much more specifically. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your presenter. Come and listen if you have any problems with your neck and shoulder, your arm or your hand, and even a double crush pattern. We will go through it in detail. Call the office, 703-698-7117. Wish this was longer. Love you all. Bye.